Ruth chapter 2. Now Naomi had a relative on her husband's side, a man of standing from the clan of Elimelech, whose name was Boaz. And Ruth the Moabite said to Naomi, "Let me go to the fields and pick up the leftover grain behind anyone in whose eyes I find favor." Naomi said to her, "Go ahead, my daughter." So she went out, entered a field, and began to glean behind the harvesters. As it turned out, she was working in a field belonging to Boaz, who was from the clan of Elimelech. Just then, Boaz arrived in Bethlehem and greeted the harvesters. "The Lord be with you." "The Lord bless you," they answered. Boaz asked the overseer of his harvesters, "Who does that young woman belong to?" The overseer replied, "She is the Moabite who came back from Moab with Naomi. She said, 'Please let me glean and gather among the sheaves behind the harvesters.' She came into the field and has remained here from morning till now, except for a short rest in the shelter." So Boaz said to Ruth, "My daughter, listen to me. Don't go and glean in another field, and don't go away from here. Stay here with the women who work for me. Watch the field where the men are harvesting, and follow along after the women. I have told the men not to lay a hand on you. And whenever you are thirsty, go and get a drink from the water jars the men have filled." At this, she bowed down with her face to the ground. She asked him, "Why have I found such favor in your eyes that you notice me, a foreigner?" Boaz replied, "I've been told all about what you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband, how you left your father and mother and your homeland and came to live with a people you did not know before. May the Lord repay you for what you have done. May you be richly rewarded by the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge. May I continue to find favor in your eyes, my Lord," she said. "You have put me at ease by speaking kindly to your servant, though I do not have the standing of one of your servants." At mealtime, Boaz said to her, "Come over here, have some bread and dip it in the wine vinegar." When she sat down with the harvesters, he offered her some roasted grain. She ate all she wanted and had some left over. As she got up to glean, Boaz gave orders to his men, "Let her gather among the sheaves and don't reprimand her. Even pull out some stalks for her from the bundles and leave them for her to pick up, and don't rebuke her." So Ruth gleaned in the field until evening. Then she threshed the barley she had gathered, and it amounted to about an ephah. She carried it back to town, and her mother-in-law saw how much she had gathered. Ruth also brought out and gave her what she had left over after she had eaten enough. Her mother-in-law asked her, "Where did you glean today? Where did you work? Blessed be the man who took notice of you." Then Ruth told her mother-in-law about the one at whose place she had been working. "The name of the man I worked with today is Boaz," she said. "The Lord bless him," Naomi said to her daughter-in-law. "He has not stopped showing his kindness to the living and the dead." She added, "That man is our close relative. He is one of our guardian redeemers." Then Ruth the Moabite said, "He even said to me, 'Stay with my workers until they finish harvesting all my grain.'" Naomi said to Ruth, her daughter-in-law, "It will be good for you, my daughter, to go with the women who work for him, because in someone else's field you might get harmed." So Ruth stayed close to the women of Boaz to glean until the barley and wheat harvest were finished, and she lived with her mother-in-law. The Lord always blesses the reading of his word. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the gift of your word. And Lord, we thank you so much for Jude's. We thank you for his ministry internationally, online. We thank you for him being part of this church here and the blessing that he and his family is. And Lord, as he speaks to us this morning, Lord, may your anointing and your Holy Spirit be upon him and within him afresh this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Come on, say hallelujah. God is doing to do mighty things today. Amen. Whenever we come to the God's presence, we need to come with the expectation. Amen. We need to come with expectation. I always come to the God's presence with expectation. When you go for the shopping, can I ask you a question? Will you go with the empty bag and come back with the empty bag? When you go for any other tourist place, will you just go and stay in the hotel and come back? So you just enjoy the benefit, what you get from there, and you just take it from there and you come to the home. Yeah. So the same way, we come to the God's presence with more expectation. And today we're going to meditate on the Word of God on Ruth chapter 2. And last week we saw that Pastor Lee explained about the Ruth on chapter 1. You can see on the Ruth chapter, on the introduction, and it was being written during the time period of 1025 BC on up to 1025. And its contents about 85 verses. You can see that. The meaning of some of the characters in this one, you can see that Ruth is mean friend. Tell your neighbors, Ruth, it means friend. Tell your neighbors, I want a conversation between you. Tell your neighbors, Ruth means friend. So God called as Ruth as a friend. And Naomi, which means is the favorite. And Mara means bitter. And Orpah means female deer. And Boaz, which means in him my strength. In him my strength. So whatever the name you carry, you know, from the biblical point of view, it carries the meaning of the name. It carries the anointing of the name. It carries the vision of the name. So you can see Ruth was a friend. You can see in the Bible, Abraham was a friend. He was being a friend to God. Moses was a friend. He was been talking to the God face to face in the Mount Sinai. And we need to see that we need to be connected to God as a friend. He is our Father. We are His sons and daughters. We need to have the thought and the mind in our heart that we are connected to God as a friend. You can see that in the first one, you can see Ruth in the second chapter. Ruth was a responsible woman. Ruth was a responsible woman, you can see, for the care of his mother-in-law. Ruth chapter 2, verse 1, it say, Naomi got a relative in her husband, his name is, his name was Boaz, and Ruth decided to look after the mother-in-law. She decided to look after the mother-in-law. She didn't left, even though Orpah left Naomi, but Ruth decided to stay with the mother-in-law, and she said, I will look after the mother-in-law. Amen. So whoever your daughter or the daughter-in-law, the God is speaking to you, you make sure you look after your mother-in-law. Amen. You look after your mother-in-law. Whenever I'm working in the A&E, I work in the A&E, I work at the locum in the A&E, I'm a staff nurse. And when I met any, you know, like any elderly people, and they comes with the daughter-in-law, they say, I introduce myself, and I tell them that, and who is this person? Even the husband and wife, I'll just ask them, is your wife, husband? Because I don't want to make mess with them. They come with a sister, and they say, oh. You understand? It happened once, like. And from that onwards, I've been alert that, who is that one? So sometimes they say, oh, that's my daughter-in-law. Then sometimes there's some people, they say, that's my daughter. Yes, that's daughter. Your daughter-in-law is daughter. The Bible tells here, you know, Naomi was telling to the daughter-in-law, go to the field, my daughter. She told my daughter, you go to the field. So Naomi, you see that Ruth was taking the responsibility to look after the Naomi. As the children of God, we got the responsibility to look after our family. We need to look after our family, our children, our mother-in-law, father-in-law, the whole family. The Bible tells, you can see on 1 Timothy and verse 3, chapter 3, verse 5, it tells, if you're not going to take care of your manage of your own family, how can you look after the God's church? So we need to look after the family, because the family, the first ministry is goes to the family. The first ministry is go to your children, to your husband, to your wife. And next only, you're going to be doing the work of God. Some people, they just reverse the order. They just reversed the order. Let me do for God first. Let me work hard for the kingdom of God. And they left over the family. But God created Adam and Eve as a family. And then after that, he gave the, you know, the plan to work for the kingdom of God. But before that, they break the law and they sinned and they lost the glory. So you can see that Ruth was being desired to work hard, and she decided, let me go to the field and let me pick up some grain. Behind anyone into the eyes, I will get the favor. You can see that the women, you know, in the family, the husband, he work. The husband take the responsibility to work, but the women take the responsibility to run the family. If you read on Proverbs 31, the whole chapter, you can see a woman, how she is working hard to look after the family. Really, I love that chapter. I love that chapter. Every word, single word, I meditate. I take as a breakfast and lunch and the dinner. I was wondering that, you know, the Bible tells that the Lemuel, the mother, Lemuel, mother of Lemuel, she wrote for her son what you have to do, how you need to look after. And then in that one, you can see that how the wife or the women take care of the whole family. The Bible tells on Proverbs 31 verse 11, it tells like a wife look after the family. A wife was been doing all the responsibility, but the head of the family is the husband. The head of the family is husband, because first Christ, and then husband and wife and then children. But but the world changed the order. And you can see in some of the family, the wife is the head, which is wrong. You can get advice, you can get, you know, like guidance, but the husband is the head of the family. That is the one according to the biblical scriptures. And you can see on Proverbs 31 verse 11, it tells like her husband has full confidence in her and have nothing of lacking of value. And you can see on verse 12, Proverbs 31 verse 12, he tells, she bring him good. The wife, she always bring to the husband good, not harm at all of her life. She get up early in the morning and she work for the family. She make food for the family, for the children, for the grandchildren. She work food and serve, and she serve for the servant as well. Bible tells on verse 14, Proverbs 31, 14, it tells, she was like a merchant ship. Amen. She was like a merchant ship. Titanic ship may sink, but the merchant ship may not sink. Amen. A woman who worked like a merchant ship, they never sink. She worked hard. She buy the field. She buy the field of land. And she, you can see that she get up early up in the dark to provide food for the family. She's working like making wools and wax, and she's providing in the winter time, you know, like a warm jacket and stuff things he's doing. The Bible tells his lamp was not being put off in the night. You can see most of the family, the women go to the bed. Come on, tell women, go to the bed late. Yeah. Yes or no? The women go to the bed late because they make everything set right, everything. They make the breakfast for the morning, for the husband, everything. Husband should not be greedy of that. But the husband, you need to support the women. I'll tell you that the women is the Bible tells clearly, the wise women built the house. But the unwise women destroy the house by his own hand. She does not need the hand of a sister-in-law. She does not need the hand of the cousin. She does not need the hand of anybody. Bible clearly tells a wise woman built his own house. One unwise woman, she break by his own hand. Say, for example, if I give £1,000 to Pastor Lee or somebody, or Barry or Howard, if I give £1,000 to him, I'm not blaming anybody. I'm just saying that's the truth. And he will come back with a credit card. You got it? He will spend everything, and he will bring with the debt Oh, I need to pay. He'll get the extra money, credit card, spend everything, and he'll come back. You give £1,000, but you'll spend more. But I don't know how's the culture of here. But if you give to the women, she calculate what she need, and she save the money. That's she save the money. And you can see, the men always, they can concentrate only on focusing on one thing. That's the God. That's the creation of the God. Men can concentrate on only one thing. If you do one thing, you concentrate one thing. Next minute, you finish that one and you go to the next one. How many of you agree with that? I agree with that one. But the woman, she's round the clock. You can see the old angle. She will be on 12, 3, 6, or 9. She will be round the clock with one mind. She will do everything at the same time. She'll look after the family, clean the houses, tidy the houses, look after the children, homework, husband, washing, dishing, everything. That's the multitask was given for the women. That is the grace for the women. That's why I told that I love Proverb 31. You go and read the Proverb 31 chapter, each every word, you can see that how the women work hard. That's one is the characteristic of the Ruth, you can see that. She's like a merchant ship, she has lamp, does not go off in the night. That you can see. And the next one, you can see, greetings was coming from Boaz. Ruth decided to go and go to the field. He doesn't know where he's going. He wants to go and get some food for the mother-in-law, which has been leftover grains. But she went and leaned to one of the fields where she doesn't know where she's going. But God guided her, the Holy Spirit guided her to go and lean on the field of Boaz. Sometimes we may not know where we're going. Sometimes we may not know what the decision we're going to take. But when you depend on the Holy Spirit guide you to where to go, and you will be in the right place. Abraham doesn't know where he's going. But God told Abraham, leave your father, leave your mother, leave your family, to go to the nation where I show you. He never knew where he go. He went by faith, not by sight. What about us? Sometimes God speaks to us, go to those people. Go to them, go and preach the gospel. Oh Lord, I don't know them. Oh Lord, I'm afraid of them. What they will think about me. We go by faith. When God speaks to you, we just go straight by faith. And that's why Ruth decided to go to the field. We need to make a decision in the end times of this church. We need to get into the field to preach the gospel to the community, to the nation. And you can see, the second one, you can see, the greetings come from Boaz. On chapter 2, verse 4, it tells that when he come from the Bethlehem, just then Boaz arrived from Bethlehem, greeting the harvester, the Lord be with you. And they answered back, the Lord bless you. Tell your neighbors, the Lord be with you. Tell your neighbors, the Lord be with you. Always we need to greet each other. You can see it's in the letters of the Paul. Whenever he writes letters to any places, Colossians, to any churches, Thessalonians, Ephesians, any letters, always Paul greet them. He greet them, in the name of the Lord, I greet you. May the grace and the peace be with you. Really, I appreciate when I come to this church, Pastor Lee gave from a few times in between and said, go and greet and talk to each other. Greet them. Sometimes I feel like, to whom I'm going to greet? I will wait if somebody's coming to me and few people come. If nobody comes, then I'll stay there. We must learn to greet other people. Another thing you need to know, you need to make sure that the Lord is with you. More than the provision, more than the material blessing, you need to, the only thing you need to make sure that the Lord be with you. You should have the faith and the confidence the Lord is with you. Last night when I went to bed after 12 o'clock and I was speak to the, well, always I tell Lord, speak to me in the dream. So I went to the bed at 12 o'clock. Then I just, all of a sudden, I went to the deep sleep. And then after that, I saw a dream where I was in my mother's house. My mother, they're all not been saved. I'm still praying God will save them. And then after that, all of a sudden, the enemy was trying to, you know, like I was being floating in my spirit. The enemy was trying to push me, you know, like hold me that I cannot open my eyes. I know because God is going to do mighty things today, the enemy don't want to do that. And then immediately I just got up from the bed and I said, you devil, you rebuke in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, you cannot come in front of me. And immediately I got on my knees at 1 o'clock and I was praying in this tongue, Rima Shanta Rabo Shiala Manahantare. And I was praying in the tongues and I rebuking the work of the devil. The Lord was with us. Now I'm going to pray a small prayer and then I'm going to go further. You need to understand, when the Lord is with you, mighty miracles will happen. In 2018, me and my kids, we've been praying for the nation revival. I was teaching them about the scriptures, Matthew chapter 5, verse 8. It tells, blessed are who heart pure, they will see God. So I told my kids, I give you a choice. You can choose one of them as a friend. It's your choice. Either you want to be a friend of Jesus, or you're going to be a friend of Satan. It's your choice. You cannot serve two masters. I told, if you're going to be a friend of Satan, I will be sad, but I will keep praying for you. And my daughter was 9 years old, my son was 11 years old, and my little one was 7 years old. Then they told, no, Daddy, I want to be a friend of Jesus. I told, it's easy to say, hard to practice. I told them, get on your knees and cry to the Lord. If your Lord wants to be a friend of you, you need to hear His voice. You need to know His will. You need to do His will. Then only you can be a friend of Jesus Christ. I told, get on your knees and cry to the Lord. And my daughter was crying and we are praying and praying in the Holy Spirit. We started the prayer at 7 o'clock and we finished at 9:30. Suppose we finish at 9 o'clock. I need to drop one of the family to their house. I stopped. I couldn't able to stop the prayer. The power of God was awesome. The Holy Spirit was filled the whole room. And my daughter was lying on the floor. She was on the knees, on face down. No movement. She's been collapsed for about 20 minutes. I know something happening, supernatural happening. Immediately after the prayer, then I got up and I told, something happened in this place. The power of God is awesome. The Holy Spirit has moved awesome. And that day I was meditating on Matthew 5:8. I told, blessed are heart, you are pure, you will see God. It doesn't say you may see God, you may not see God. Bible tells you will see God. You will hear His voice. And immediately my daughter put the hands up. And she told that, Daddy, I saw Jesus. She couldn't able to explain that she had an out-of-body experience. His soul was taken right up to the heaven in front of the throne. And he was being kneeling down on the same position. His soul was taken in the front of the throne. Jesus was sitting gigantic in the throne with the golden scepters in his right hand. And my daughter saw Jesus' pierced arm with a white robe, with red garment. So, and you can see the angel. She saw the angels with the fiery sword on the both side. And she doesn't know that Jesus was Jewish. And she told a Jewish man was standing in front of Jesus having a big scroll writing with the golden feather. And God showed her the heaven and the hell. And God told my daughter, her name is Deborah. So God told my daughter, you need to pray for this nation. You need to pray for this people. You need to pray for the children and the youth. And God demonstrated how God is going to deliver the children. A child, 8 years old child, was being tied on the chair with the bondage. And she started to pray with the scriptures. I always encourage children to pray with the scriptures. So she started to pray with Psalm 91. And the moment she started to pray with Psalm 91, all the bondage has been broken for that 8 years old girl. And immediately angels came and surrounded her, surrounded the little girl. The other side, God showed her the hell, the fire flame of the hell. And Satan was rising up from the hell. And Satan was very angry with my daughter. My daughter told, Daddy, Satan was very angry. I asked a silly question to my daughter, how Satan looked like. He told, he's very angry. He's very angry. I asked another silly question. Is he been dressed? He told, he's just wearing a knickers. And I told, why he's angry with you? Do you know what's my daughter's answer? She told, because I am praying with the word of God. When you pray with the word of God, the Satan will be terrified. How can he identify with you? If you read on Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, it tells that we've been overcome by the blood of Jesus and by the word of God over the enemy. Bible tells that on Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, we've been overcome by the blood of Jesus, and you've been word of God, which bring you as a testimony. The blood of Jesus is not only for to cleanse our sin or take over our shame and all our thing, it will break our curses and everything. But you need to understand the blood of Jesus, it helps you to pray. Because the blood of Jesus is pleading in front of the Father. Bible tells that his blood was been pleading to the front of the Father. So when you've been, the blood of Jesus resembles the prayer and the word of God. You need to have two wings. An eagle can fly higher and higher if you have the two wings. Any eagle can fly without two wings? Have you ever heard? One wing is enough? Always we need to understand, you need to have a word of God in one hand and prayer in other hand. You can see some people, they pray, but they don't have the word of God. Some people, they have the word of God, but they know they don't pray. One thing I'll encourage all children of God, when you come to the church, is my humble request. I told already, Lee, bring your Bible with you. Amen. Bring your Bible with you. I really appreciate some of the, children of God get notes and jotted off. When I was in one of my Tamil church, in my community, in my own language church, I used to carry like a school bag when I go to the church. My son and my wife will say, what are you carrying like a bag to the church? I told, I have my Bible, I have my notes and my songbook, everything. I carry like a school bag to the church. Now I carry with the note and the Bible. So what I'm telling, you need to have the word of God with you. The next one is that when Boaz was greeting, there's a Lord be with you. When I was in India, when I went for the ministry recently, and one of the women, she couldn't able to eat or drink, not able to swallow food for 15 years. Not able to be able to swallow food. Esophagus has been twisted. It's been twisted. Whenever she eats, she just bring it out. She vomit. And then I take him to the church. She's a believer. And she's been, previously she followed the false god from Hindu, you know that. So I told that, which god do you been worshipped before? She told two of the names. Then I told you may be washed with the blood of Jesus Christ, you may be baptized, you may be filled with the Holy Spirit, you may be still, you may be in Christ, but you need to break the legal bondage which has been connected with the devil, the old for false god. So you need to confess that one, and then I will pray for you. And immediately she started to confess. He told, you devil, I am not belong to you. I am declaring in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I am breaking that legal bondage. Once he prayed in that way, and then after that, I took the oil and I placed on her neck and I told, in the mighty name of Jesus, you devil, get out from the throat. Immediately she vomited and the black stuff came out. And then after that, that evening, after 15 years, she went home. She had the whole meal without any struggle. Do you know what she told? She told Pastor Jude, the moment you put your hand on my neck, and he told, in the name of Jesus, the devil started to crawl on the back of my throat and come out. There is a power in the name of Jesus Christ. And tonight, God is going to heal you. And next one, you can see that in Ruth chapter, you can see God's favor was in the eyes of Ruth. When she went to the field, And she was in the field of the Boaz. And you can see that God, the Boaz was asking, who is that woman? Who is that young woman in the field? And the harvester told that this is Ruth. She come from Naomi family. She come from the, her husband has been died. She told all the story to the harvester. And immediately, you can see that God's favor was being on Ruth. And then you can see, in, there are a lot of scriptures you can see on there, Mary got favor on Luke chapter 1. It's not 230, 130. On Luke chapter 130, God had favor on Mary. God had favor on Abraham. God had favor on Elizabeth. See, for because of Mary, since God have a favor on Mary, Mary was young virgin. Elizabeth was old. And God spoke to Mary, your own relationship, she is old. She doesn't have a child, but now she had, she's pregnant. And the angel of God told, there is nothing possible for God to do. And you can see God's favor was being showed. Luke chapter 2:52, it said, Jesus grew in wisdom and stature. And for even for Jesus, he got his favor in God and men. He's the Son of God, but he had a favor in God's Father. He's the Son of God, but he needed a favor in the men as well. Wherever Jesus went, the disciple went along with them. Jesus fed the multitude of the crowd. Jesus gave the bread and the fish to the disciple to distribute to the multitude. So he needed help from the men. That's why you and me was being chosen to preach the gospel. And you can see God's favor is comes upon on children. And even you can see Luke, Ruth was been telling, why I got this favor from you, Lord. He's telling Boaz, why I got this favor. She was thankful. Ruth was been thankful in what she got. The other thing you can see, Ruth was very dedicated. Work hard. Dedicated to work hard. And that lead her to become as a witness in God's sight. We need to work hard in the kingdom of God. We need to work hard in our own places. Bible tells, lazy people cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Do you know that? The Bible tells on Matthew chapter 25, 23, 26, if you read, Bible tells that, you lazy servant, worthless servant. God was angry with the lazy, worthless servant. Somebody was given 5 talents, somebody was given 2 talents, somebody was given 1 talent. Everybody multiplied, but this 1 talent, that person, what he did? He dig it and he buried. God told, at least if you go and give to the banker, I will come and collect the interest from the bank. He knows what God's work. He knows what God's going to do. He knows the love of God. He knows all the God's favor and power, but he didn't work for the kingdom of God. Always God loved a dedicated, hard-working people. You can see in Ruth chapter 2, verse 7, he tells, she went to the field and she worked there steadily from morning till now, except for a short break in the shelter. She worked hard. That's why in the beginning I told women work hard in the household. Of course, men work hard as well. But Ruth, you can see, she worked hard and take a short break. When I was working in the A&E, it's like I do night duty, so it's like a 10.5 hours work. And then after that, one day I was asking Lord, Lord, I'm working in the A&E. Sometimes you see that I take my first drink at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. I may go to the toilet at 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock early in the morning because of busy department. I love to work hard. One day I was been praying in this God's presence. I told, Lord, I have not worked for you like this for the kingdom of God. I want to work for you hard for this kingdom of God. Give me a strategy and a plan. And God told, are you ready to work for me? I told, yes, Lord, I want to work for you more than for the world. Then God told, you're going to start a 12-hour prayer. Can you do it? He told, yes, Lord, I will do it because I do only night. So then, by the grace of the Lord, since last 15 months, since last 7 months as well, every month I'm doing on every Friday, on second Friday, I'm doing a 12-hour prayers on the online for the teenage, for the children, from evening 6 o'clock, from morning 6 o'clock. And on third week, I'm doing like for the ministers and for the family, for the old world, for the ministers and the family. Pastor Lee was joined one time, and thank you for that, Lee. And connected with the praying for the family and for the ministers of the world. That's on the third Friday from 6 o'clock, morning 6 o'clock. I take in between, I have a little coffee or anything, and I try to stay on my knees as much as possible. Maximum, I try to stay, take a 2 hour. I stay on my knees 2 hours and then take a little sit down. And then after that, take another 2 hours or 1 hour. I stay like that. Maximum, I try to stay as much as possible on the knee to work hard for the kingdom of God. So Ruth was being dedicated to work hard. And third, fourth one is this. Ruth obeyed the command. And then because of she obeyed to the command, God blessed her with protection. And she was provided with provision. When you obey the God's word, you are protected, and as well as you are provided with the provision. You can see on verse 8, God's command come to Ruth through Boaz. In here, the Boaz was represented as Jesus. And you can see that Boaz was instructing Ruth, listen, don't go and lean in another field. Don't go away from here. And God is telling today, don't go away from God's presence. Don't go away from the your God's presence. Don't go away from the word of God. Don't go to the world. You may getting less provision, but you are safe. Boaz was telling, don't go anywhere. You may not be safe. And I will instruct my men that they may not touch you. The same way God, he will instruct the devil that he does not touch you. When Job was being undergoing difficult situation, God protected Job's family. The devil came to God's presence and told, you protected his family. You protected the children, his belonging. Because of that only he is following you. And God told, I will take it off. But one thing, you have no right to touch his life and take his life. You do whatever you want, but my servant, he will stand faith firmly for me. The same thing when Ruth obeyed God's command. And God provided the provision. And you can see obeying God's command bring you the protection. It's from the enemy or from the wicked people. God always provide when you obey his command. All the blessings and the promises which come with the conditional. There are some unconditional blessings which come through the grace, but there are certain blessings will come under the conditional. Bible tells if you obey to this word, you'll receive this blessing. If it doesn't obey to this word, you may not receive the blessing. And the last one you can see, Ruth received the eternal blessing. She received the eternal blessing because she was thankful for what she received before. What she received before. Ruth was thankful for the favor received from Boaz. She was, the Bible tells, she is a foreigner. She does not belong to the children of God. She is from Moabite. But Boaz from Bethlehem. And you can see on Ephesians chapter 2 verse 12. It tells that, remember that at the time you are separated from God. You have been excluded from citizen in Israel. And you are a foreigner to the covenant of the promises. But through the Christ, the blood of Jesus Christ, you and me are being connected with the Christ. We are not away. We've been brought through near by the blood of Jesus Christ. You're no longer foreigner. You are a fellow citizenship with the God's family. You are a fellow citizenship with the God's household. So that's blessing which Ruth received, eternal blessing. So we need to remember that the eternal blessing will come when we are thankful to what all the blessing which you received before. Ruth was very thankful. And you can see further, she denied herself. God knows what we do. Boaz was telling, I know what happened to your family. I know you came out from your family. You lost your husband. You lost everything. And you've been working hard for your mother-in-law. And you don't have any job. You came here. I've been already been informed. The same way God knows you. God knows whatever the surgery, whatever the difficult situation you are undergoing. He knows whatever, before you tell what you want, God knows that. But at the right time, God will come and help you and give you the eternal blessing. And you can see Ruth got the freedom in the house of the father's house. Boaz was telling, let her take whatever she wants. Let her take whatever. Don't rebuke her. Let her take more grains. Let her take more barley. Let her take whatever she wants. The God provision will be provided when you stay in His presence. And nobody can stop you. Nobody can stop you. And you can see in that one, Boaz was inviting Ruth to stay in his dining to have food. To have food, Boaz was inviting. When you are in God's presence, the days are coming very soon. We're going to sit in the wedding with Jesus Christ. We're going to have the food with Jesus Christ in the heaven. In the 7 years, we're going to stay with Him. So we need to understand. And she went and told, Ruth went and told Naomi, whatever she happened. Do you know Naomi? In the Bible it tells that Naomi was given a prophetical word on Ruth chapter 2, verse 20. The Lord bless him. Lord bless. Naomi was telling, the Lord bless him. And Naomi said to her daughter-in-law, he has not stopped showing his kindness to the living and the dead. She added, that man is our close relative. He is our kinsman redeemer. The same way our Lord of Jesus Christ, our Savior, a Son of God, a Father, He never stopped until you. His kindness, His love, His grace, His mercy is endured forever for you. Bible tells that He never stopped. Still His grace is overflowing from His throne. Whatever the situation you are undergoing, any disease, I'll tell you, in the mighty name of Jesus, you will be healed before you go out of this place. Whatever the disease, you will be healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Naomi was giving a prophetical word. She doesn't know where she went. And she's telling, let the Lord bless him. And Naomi was telling, he's our kinsman, redeemer. He never stopped blessing. He never stopped his blessings and love and kindness for the living and for the dead. God doesn't leave his kindness and, you know, his grace for the living and for the dead. When Lazarus dead, after 4 days, Lazarus went and raised him up. If you have been dead in your spirit because of the sinful nature, today God is going to get your life back into the life when you surrender your life into the God. And then you can see that Naomi was giving further instruction. And telling, Naomi said to Ruth, her daughter-in-law, it will be good for you, my daughter, to go with these girls because in someone else feel you might be harmed. Ruth stayed close to the servant girl of Boaz. Naomi gave the instruction, you stay in that field, don't go anywhere. You stay in that field, don't go anywhere. You are in the right place where you are given the protection and the provision, you're given the favor. So that's the blessing when he stay like Ruth in his presence.